Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Nun Beis, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Moitzei Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag HaYoyodim Le'Ezes HaNoshim U'Metaknim Shom Tikkun Gadol. In the evening after the first Yom Tov of Sukkot, they would descend to the Ezes Noshim and make a great arrangement, as we'll explain. U'Menoyus Shel Zav HaYusham U'Salam Shel Zav V'Roshayhem V'Habar Salomus Al Kol Menoyu U'Menoyu The Dalad Yeladim Mipichik Lahuna, Avidim, Kadishemen, Shalmea, the Chof Lug, the Matilim, Akol, Sefel, the Sefel. There were golden menorahs there and golden buckets on their tops. There were four ladders for each menorah and four young kohanim holding 120 log jugs of oil, which they would pour into each bucket. The Gemara says, Amar Rishua ben Chananya, Kol Ayomim, Shasimchas Beis Ashurei, Velayayu, Tayamim, Tam, Shena, Kol Ika. בתחילה היו הולכים להקריב תומד של שחר, משם היו הולכים להקריב עשר מוספים, משם היו הולכים להקריב נדור ונדוביס, משם היו הולכים לאחור ולשתויס, משם היו הולכים לתלמוד תורה, משם היו הולכים להקריב תומד של בן ארבעים, משם היו הולכים לשמחת בית השואבה. The Gemara brings the Baisa of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, he says, during the days of the Simchas Beis HaShoreva, they would not taste sleep at all. They would first go to sacrifice the morning Korban Tamid. From there, they went to sacrifice the Korban Musaf, then to sacrifice volunteer offerings, then to eat and drink, then to learn Torah, then to sacrifice the afternoon Korban Tamid, and then to the Simchas Beis HaShoreva. Baha Tani Shua Shalei Ishan Shlosha Yomim Ma'alkin Oisei V'yashtu Mi'ad. The Gemara asks the Baisa that a person who says, I'm making an oath that I will not sleep for 3 days, we give him lashes and he may sleep immediately, since it's not possible to refrain from sleeping for 3 days, he will certainly break his oath. Misnamnamim hayu. The answer is they would doze on each other's shoulders, but they wouldn't actually sleep. Metaknim sham tikkun gadol. The Mishnah taught that they made a great arrangement. Ma tikkun hayusim sham. What was the arrangement that they made? Shayu ma'amidim ha'anoshim b'fnei atzman b'ha'anoshim b'fnei atzman. The Gemara answers that they would stand the men and women separately, like the Mishnah in Maseches Midos that teaches that the Ezes Noshim was originally flat, but they later built a gallery around the perimeter in order to separate them, with the women viewing from above and the men standing below. Memi lamdu, what was their source for doing such a thing? Midvar Torah. The answer is they learnt it from the Torah, means the Pasuk in Tanakh, because the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, the land will mourn each of the families by itself. Treina Moroim, Chad Amar, Zehespedo Shel Mashiach, Rechona Amar, Zehespedo Shel Yetzer Hara. There were two Amoraim who disagreed over this Pasuk. One said it refers to the eulogy over the Mashiach, Ben Yosef who will be killed in the war of Goig. The other one said it refers to the eulogy over the evil inclination. Mandama Zehespedo Shel Mashiach, מה אם בשעה שהיו אבילים את עמה האנושים בפני עצמם והאנושים בפני עצמם בשעה שהן סמיכים לכל שכן? According to the explanation that it will be the eulogy for Mashiach, if at a time of mourning you require the men and the women to be kept separate, at a time of joy it's certainly needed. מה דם הזה הספידו של יצר הרע? מה אם בשעה שאין יצר הרע קיים את עמה האנושים בפני עצמם והאנושים בפני עצמם בשעה שיצר הרע קיים לכל שכן? And according to the explanation that it will be a eulogy over the evil inclination, if at a time when there's no evil inclination to sin, you require the men and women to be separate, at a time when there is an evil inclination, it's certainly needed. Menorah shel zav hayusham. The Mishnah taught that there were golden menorahs there. Bakapara amah v'goivam mea amah. Bakapara says that their height was 100 amos. V'hatani called the tali mea amin by basis talasin v'talas. The Gemara asks a question from a baisa. Anything that's 100 amos tall must have a base that's 33 1/3 amos wide. If there were four menorahs arranged near each other, how could each have a base of 33 amos? Salama micha talasin v'talas. Salama micha talasin v'talas. The answer is one ladder's base of 33 was in one direction, and another ladder base was in another direction. V'atani kol ha'azora lehoisa ela oirech mea ushmoinim v'sheva al roichav mea ushloishim v'chamesh. The Gemara asks a question from a baisa, but the dimensions of the entire azora were only 187 by 135 amos. Ashkechtani mekoyim ma'asenisim hayu. They discovered a baisa that taught that a ladder and candles stood in a miraculous fashion, in that they didn't take up any space. Ma biyad kulhem mea ve'esim log, oy biyad kolecha ve'echa mea ve'esim log. How much oil did the young kahanim carry? Was it 120 log in total, which means 30 each, or was it 120 log carried by each kohen? And this question remains unanswered. We come on to the next Mishnah. Miblai mechnasi kaihanim mehimayneihen hayu mafkiim ubahem hayu madlikim. The Mishnah says that from the tatters of the pants of the kaihanim, they would mafkiim, they would make wicks and light them. There wasn't a courtyard in Yerushalayim that was not illuminated from the light of the Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara says, Tani miblai mechnasei kohen gadol hayu madlikim es haneiros shebefnim umiblai mechnasei kohen hedjut hamedlikim es haneiros shebachutz. The Gemara brings from a baisa that from the linen pants of the kohen gadol they would light the candles inside, and from the pants of the regular kohanim they would light the candles outside in the temple courtyards. They provided light for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and in general for the kohanim to be able to see. Amr b'Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak k'siv l'ha'alos ne'atomid she'u loyma ein lecha oisa shal heves ela pishtam bovad. B'Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said that the Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chof to cause the candle to burn continually. The sages understood that in order that the flame can continuously burn smoothly, a linen wick should be used. Ma'u mafkiim Tirgum Rabbi Chagai koimi Rabbi Yosef mafshilin. What does mafkiim mean in the Mishnah? Rabbi Chagai explained to Rabbi Yosef they would extract long wicks. Tani lehaya chotz of Yerushalayim shlehaisa me'ira ma'or Beis HaShoeva. We learned that there wasn't a courtyard in Yerushalayim that wasn't illuminated from the light of the Beis HaShoeva. Tani yechoyla isha lavor chiter la'or ha'ma'arocha. The Baisa says that a woman could sort wheat from the light of the woodpile. The Gemara asks, would that not be considered benefiting from the temple property, thereby transgressing the prohibition of Me'ila? The answer is no, as Rabbi Shimon Levi said, that smell, appearance and sound, one cannot transgress the prohibition of Me'ila. 6 sounds of the temple could be heard from Yericho, which was around 40 kilometers away from Yerushalayim. From Yericho they could hear the great gate of the temple being opened. And they could hear the sound of the magrefa, which is a certain musical instrument. And they could hear there the wooden wheel, which was the pulley system made by Ben Katin for the kiyo, which was the washing station that was lowered into water overnight. And they heard from Yericho the voice of Gvini, the announcer. And they could hear the sound of the flute. So they could hear the sound of the cymbals. And some say they could hear the voice of the Kohen Gadol when he said the name of Hashem on Yom Kippur. From Yericho they could smell the odor of the Ketores, the incense. Amr Blaza ben Dolgoi, Izim hoyu lebeis Abba, Bahari Achvar, Bahari Misadchois, Meirech Pitim HaKetores. Blaza ben Dolgoi said, my father had goats grazing in the Achvar mountains, and they would sneeze from the smell of the incense.